new tonight from CNN, Liz Cheney, the, shall we say, traditional Republican congresswoman from Wyoming. She's speaking out on President Trump, saying, I don't believe that he should be playing a role in the future of the party or the country. Those new comments lead us into anti-Trump Republicans seem to be done with the GOP now. So what will they do next? A bunch of Republicans are ditching the party, especially after the deadly riot at the Capitol, but they're discovering there's really no place to jump to. WTOP speaks with Politico national political correspondent David Siders about what these so-called regular Republicans are doing.
They are somewhat in the wilderness right now. You have a group of Republicans, which is a minority within the party, so they're, you know, outnumbered in their own party. They don't fit in ideologically with Democrats, and I think not entirely certain where to go right now.
Did some of them leave as recently as a few weeks ago as a result of the Capitol riot?
Yeah, that's right. I think in states across the country, you see registration movement in those weeks. Thousands of Republicans, not a huge percentage of the party, but significant enough to register.
And what are they saying about their plans? Maybe looking to see if the original GOP changes back to the way it used to be?
Yeah, I think some are. So there's been some highly publicized calls among, you know, strategists, former party officials, administration officials, conservative thinkers, getting together and talking about, you know, do we start a new party? Do we organize as a faction within the party, something like, you know, the Tea Party, that might be a model, although ideologically different. So that's some of the conversation going on right now. The problem for them, or one of the problems, is that right now it's these thinkers kind of talking about the party, but you don't see Tea Party-like rallies for things that they care about, like decency, truth-telling. You don't see that fervor with an activist base.
But there must be some regular folks who also believe this and are appalled by the direction that Donald Trump has taken the party.
Yeah, I think there are some. I mean, I think the problem is that it's not a majority of the party. You look at his approval rating among Republicans, it's something still around 80%. So that's lower than it had been, and maybe that will continue to decline. We're only, you know, a few weeks after the administration switched over. But for now, it's a big part of the party. Most of the party still firmly with Trump. And that's why I think these former Republicans who are concerned about Trump's behavior, that's why they find themselves in a difficult place politically.
Where are they on Joe Biden? I mean, I know you weren't necessarily able to survey every single one of them, but we saw through the Lincoln Project that the number one goal was for Donald Trump not to be reelected. So you saw a lot of really conservative people lining up behind Joe Biden.
That's right. And some of these people definitely voted for Joe Biden and voted for Republicans down ticket. You saw that reflected in, you know, the Republican Party's gains that they made down ballot in states around the country, whereas Trump fell short. Definitely there are some Biden supporters there. One issue is that otherwise, ideologically, there are splits. I mean, you go on one of these calls with the strategists who are talking about where to go next, and you'll get kind of your John Kasich types, your traditional moderates, you'll get your neoconservatives, you know, a whole spectrum. So ideologically, it's not necessarily a cohesive group, except for, as you point out, the abhorrence at Trump's behavior.
Politico national political correspondent David Siders on Skype.